AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A police officer in Forest Acres, South Carolina, outside Columbia, was shot and killed responding to a call of a suspicious person at a mall. The AP's Jack Jones reports police are saying Officer Greg Alia confronted the suspect. There was a struggle, and he was shot.
The police chief said that the suspect drew his gun and fired. We do not know if the officer had pulled his weapon.
The suspect is in custody in South Carolina. Shots were fired at a high school outside Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The principal of Harrisburg High School was wounded. School officials say the student suspected in the shooting is in custody, and other students are reported safe. Secretary of State John Kerry says as long as the targets are the Islamic State group, the U.S. supports Russian airstrikes in Syria.
If Russia's recent actions and those now ongoing reflect a genuine commitment to defeat that organization, then we are prepared to welcome those efforts.
But there are conflicting claims over Russia's intentions. Here's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
Russia says it's targeting Islamic State positions, but a senior U.S. official says the strikes appear aimed at groups fighting Syrian President Bashar Assad's regime.
That should fool no one.
Senator John McCain calls Russian President Vladimir Putin's intentions blindingly obvious to seemingly everyone but the Obama administration, which has said Russia's aims are unclear. Moscow is a staunch Assad ally.
It basically gives him a new lease on life.
But Russia expert Andrew Weiss says Moscow's strike set up a potentially dangerous conflict between U.S. and Russian jets. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Senate has approved temporary funding to keep the government operating past midnight. It's now up to the House to approve the measure. On Wall Street, stocks remain strongly higher. The Dow is up 110 points. This is AP Radio News. There is plenty of free information on the web, but some millennials are willing to pay for the news they read.
A new poll shows 40% of U.S. adults ages 18 to 34 pay for some of the news they read. Another 13% don't pay, but use someone else's subscription, according to the survey by Media Insight Project. That's not enough to keep traditional media outlets thriving. Newspapers' print ad revenue, their primary source of cash, has dropped 63%, according to a Pew Research Center analysis. Julie Walker, New York.
His family says the patriarch of the Jackson family, 87-year-old Joe Jackson, suffered a stroke in July. This is T.J. Jackson, Joe Jackson's grandson.
My grandfather has been strong. We went and visited him a couple days ago. And, you know, he suffered a stroke and he has his ups and downs.
T.J. Jackson is Michael Jackson's nephew. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.